So Craig has his first
Oh God.
overt bit of bigotry in Canada.
Oh no, we're gonna talk about this.
I was on the bus and cruising along, and I heard these undergrads from my college talking about so-and-so's got a transvestite in her room.
Oh my God.
And I was like, how come I get a feeling it's not a transvestite? They're just using this term without even thinking.
People are
And then,
very uneducated when it comes to that.
very true. And then they started talking about, well, I wouldn't put up with that, and I'd beat the hell out of them and
Why?
claim it's against my religion or an affront to my sexual orientation.
Oh, did you tell them what's the tea?
And so I was listening, and they were talking blah, 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 blah. And so I turn around and look at them, and they realize someone is staring at us. And I go, and this is a bus full of people. There must have been 40 people on this bus. I mean, it was full, smack full. And I said, what makes you think the transvestite would want to even live with you? What makes you think you so great? She'd probably look at you and think, dangerous bigot. Don't want to be around you. And I was like, and who said you could win in the first place? I said, I've never lost a fight to a straight person. And their eyes got
Oh.
huge. And then
Oh.
I said, are you from Alabama, Mississippi, Texas? Where are you from? You sound like you're from the deep south with all that bigoty talk. I was like, I feel like I'm right at home. And I was like, breeders. And so then I just ignored them the rest of the time. But oh, they were quiet after that. One of them kept talking. I don't think he got the enormity of what had just happened. But the one who was really running his mouth when I called him a bigot and I said, I feel like I'm right at home down in Alabama, it kind of took him back. Well, Craig got off at the bus stop. I was quiet the rest of the way, but it kind of popped my bubble. I was hoping a good 6 months, a year, just a break from it. Just a fucking break.
Well, when it comes, I've noticed that when it comes to transsexuals and all that stuff, people are still just, it's very ignorant, very, very ignorant stuff. And, they can accept the gays, but when a man or a woman dresses up in opposite clothing, it just throws them for a loop.
It does. It really
But if
does.
you think about it, why is that? Why? Honestly, these people need to think. It's not that big of a fucking deal. It's not a deal, period.
Well, at a certain point in my talk down or my smack down of these bitches, I said, as like someone who is a transvestite, odds are is straight. And they're like, what?
Yeah, they don't
And
know
I
the
was,
terms.
yeah, they don't know the
They're
terms. Like
useless.
they don't know transgender from transvestite from drag queen. They don't know any of that.
I'm gonna beat
And I
their
would.
asses.
But I was
Okay.
so angry when I got off that bus. I just kept shaking my head. I was like, and a couple of times I says, I thought I was coming to a wonderful, nice place. And I was like, Canada is no different than fucking Mobile, Alabama. And I said that like five times standing there in the middle of the bus. And the bus was just dead silent.
You brought the bus down.
Even the screaming, fighting French people in the back that were going at it at one point
Oh gosh,
were
can't.
dead silent, and all eyes were on me because they thought, oh God, is the redneck gonna kill us all?
Oh yeah. Watch out.
But it just kind of took me down. I was like, give me 6 months, a year, nothing, just to relax, not hear it.
Well, I'm sure that
Just a
you will
break.
school some of those bitches.
Yeah, well, when I walked off the bus, I kind of threw over the shoulder. I was like, now I've got to go to the administration and have them find this person and check and see if they're safe from you.
Now we gotta go.